broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Americans were told that the purpose of reform was to reduce the cost of health care. Instead, Democratic leaders produced a $2.5 trillion.
I would not bet she's suing for divorce.
The report says Hayden then snuck into a neighbor's house.
Our amendment clarifies that the purpose of the board is not
to... Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Things are bad.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. Joining us this hour will be Vernon Dozier, a high school football coach, the athletic director at Belmar Academy, and as well as a teacher, one of the main teachers there of the regular curriculum. He's a health and science teacher. We'll be talking with him about the latest exploits here of there's no real latest exploits of Tiger Woods, but there are a few extra stories that are floating around. Our number is 877. Would you put the gentleman on hold for a moment, bud? 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhenryshow.com. Story says Tiger Woods and his wife may be heading for a divorce. And joining us is Vernon Dozier from Glendale, California. Vernon, nice to talk with you again.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
And the other story I have here is Jessica Simpson. Quote, I knew about Tiger Woods' cheating ways. Jessica Simpson is furious about Star Magazine's report that she and Tiger Woods flirted and exchanged email addresses and cell phone numbers. The singer's already written the supermarket tabloid to refute its story and is said to be still steaming about it. A Dallas pal of Simpson says the entertainer, quote, never would have done such a thing because she knew all about Tiger and his cheating ways. According to the source, Simpson had heard about Woods wandering when she and Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo were still together. And like many people in the sports world, or Romo, I should say, Romo was well aware of Tiger's trysts, which now are being revealed as common knowledge by those who spent time with him both on and off the golf course.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Tony Romo knew, because in the world of male athletes, I'm sure these stories get told, you know. The fact that Jessica Simpson, you can add her name to the list.
She says that she was not. Where's the list of these? I had a list of the names of the women who were involved with Tiger Woods, so I need that list again. Here it is. Rachel Ukatel, Jamie Grubbs, Kalika Mokwin, Corey Rist, Jamie Youngers or Jungers, Mindy Lauten, Holly Sampson, Jocelyn James, and three unidentified women.
Well, there's three unidentified women, and I'll take this young lady, Jessica Simpson, at her word. But when I say add one to the list, I'm not necessarily talking about one who is having an affair with Tiger Woods or had an affair with Tiger Woods. I'm talking about another woman who's come out to make these claims about him, is what I'm talking about.
All right. And so that makes, all right, if we were to count to her, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 women, exactly. There's 9 women who have come out and in some way, shape, or form said that Tiger Woods is a man who is not faithful to his wife, is a man who has a low standard when it comes to personal behavior, is a man who has a, I would say that they're claiming he has some kind of an aberrant or over-indulged sexual appetite. And generally, Phil, what you've got is a young man who, were he not dealing with this, would be starting the PGA Tour in January, out on a golf course, ready to smash more records, ready to win more tournaments, perhaps a few more major tournaments, ready to earn a lot of money for his sponsors, ready to earn a lot of money for the PGA Tour, and that means earning money for other golfers. And we would be enjoying this.
Well, it sounds to me like you don't like the publicity he's gotten. Isn't it his fault?
Is it his fault? Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to.
I mean, what, if you say Tiger Woods is going to be out on the golf course this year, or could be, and instead he's withdrawn, obviously, and he could be making a lot of money, and he could be doing all of these things and smashing records, isn't this his fault?
Let me answer your question by asking this: Tiger Woods out on the golf course this January when the PGA season starts for 2010, when they go to Hawaii, when they go out to L.A., when they begin the tour, and they go to Greensboro and all of these tournaments that we all know and that we all love, and we watch Tiger and, of course, the Masters. But I'm looking at a list of nine women. Not one, not two, nine. Nine women, including this Jessica Simpson, who did not have this relationship with him that these other women had. I understand that, but she still adds her name to the list of women who wants to make sure that everybody knows that they did this and that with Tiger Woods. And so what are we left with? We are left with the understanding that the sports world and the sports fans and the golf fans would be having a terrific time this coming January watching this young golfer of 33 go out and smash some more records were it not for the fact that nine women couldn't keep their mouths shut. Now, the reason why I bring that up, Phil...
All right, well, you're getting into the... You're
Hold on, let me tell you why I'm bringing that up. My second wife, and I've told you this, and I've told your audience this, my second wife I married the day after she graduated from high school. Now, she was a student of mine, but I never was involved inappropriately with her. But as soon as she graduated, that night, we got on a plane for Las Vegas. One of the reasons why I had to take her to Las Vegas to marry her, and she was of age, and we were married. I think we'd still be married were it not for her family. And the reason why I say that is because what do you think ruined that marriage? She had a kid sister who went and blah, blah, you know, blah, 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 told the parents about everything. And from that day forward, Wendy was on the phone with her mother every other day and her mother crying into the phone. And
all right, you're relating a personal experience. Why?
Because I'm trying to tell you that it is in other words, I'd still be married and Tiger Woods would still be on a golf course if it wasn't for disloyal women. Okay, and I'm not a woman hater, Phil.
Well, that's what I was going to say here. It sounds like we're singling out women.
No, I'm not singling out women. I am not singling out women because the men have basically bent over for this. The men have gone along with it. So, no, I'm not singling the women out at all. I'm singling out men and women. I'm singling out the women, nine of them, that couldn't keep their mouths shut. And I'm not, Phil, look, understand something. If Tiger Woods has a problem with his wife, I understand that, and she has every right in the world to divorce him or do whatever she wants. And she knows, and he knows. But when nine women open their big mouths and rat this guy to anybody and everybody that's got a checkbook, and I'm telling you that the kid sister of my second wife, she couldn't keep her mouth shut. I'm telling you, and there are men that go along with this because my wife's, my father-in-law, who is, you know, 10 years younger than me, he was about as sissified as I've ever seen it.
All right, I got to interrupt you, okay?
But no, he was really sissified. He went along with it.
I got to interrupt you. Hold on. Tiger Woods would be out there playing golf if it wasn't for a bunch of women that couldn't keep their mouths shut.
This is not anything I'm making up, Phil. I'm not making this up, you know.
Well, suppose that we had the accident in front of the house. We had the...
We knew that he had a problem with his wife, but these women, did anybody go to their houses and force them at gunpoint to give a statement to the press? No. But not a one of them could keep their mouths shut. And there wasn't a man out there, not man enough, to stand up and say, hey, honey, you know, not honey, but hey, lady, I mean, one of you, all right, is already one too many. Do nine of you have to go out and stick your own individual dagger into the back of Tiger Woods? And that's what's going on.
And so you're pretty sure you feel that Tiger Woods would be on the tour this January were it not for the big mouths of these women, to put it your way?
I'm absolutely convinced of it. I'm absolutely convinced of it. But they all had to open their big mouths so that they could, A, take down a powerful man, B, tell everybody that they'd slept with him because I guess that gives them some kind of currency in that for them, C, make a however. And I'm telling you, I don't think it's the nature of a woman, but I got to tell you, I don't think women look at loyalty the same way men do, and I don't think that women look at privacy the same way men do. I mean, these nine women, you walk up to them and say, you stuck a knife into Tiger Woods. Here's a knife for each of you. All of the nine women line up, and I show them Tiger Woods' back. In fact, I make Tiger Woods stand there and lean against a wall. I just lean against the wall, Tiger, with your face to the wall. You're about to get stuck with a knife. All nine of them with their own individual knives, stick them in Tiger. I don't think not a one of them, would have a problem with it. And I have to tell you,
boy, that sure is throwing a big blanket over all women.
Did I do that? I'm telling you, though, is it my imagination or were these nine women?
No, that it was.
All right, behind every unsuccessful man is a disloyal woman who ruined his life with her big fat mouth. You know how they always say that behind...
Now, what do you say to me?
Behind every successful man is a great woman. Well, behind every unsuccessful man is a woman that can't keep that pie hole closed long.
What do you say to me when I tell you it sounds to me like you got a problem with women?
I got no problem with women. Is the story what it is? It is what it is, isn't it? Nine women, big mouths, man, no job. It's like math. I mean, you could have put this in a book of calculus, trigonography, or however they say it.
You're a math teacher, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Trigonometry is what it's called. Isn't that what it is?
You're the math teacher.
I know I'm a math teacher. I'm talking about a different kind of math. Women, that as soon as a man's got something good going, decide that, well, I can't have him myself. I think I'll just go ahead and take a spear and run him through with it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And
is a lot of this have to do with the fact that you had a wife who's kid sister?
Yeah, because I experienced this before Tiger Woods. Absolutely, yeah.
So this woman that you married, she was 18?
Yeah, she was graduated from high school, and her kid sister went yapping off to her parent. Just yap, 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 yap with her mouth.
877-876-PHIL on the Phil Hendry Show. It's Vernon Dozier joining us. Behind every unsuccessful man is a disloyal woman. Was Tiger Woods taken down by nine or eight or seven or however many of them that were actually interviewed by the press? Was Tiger Woods taken down by, disloyal women? 877-876-PHIL. Well, I want to get into that.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
All right, we're back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Vernon Dozier about the story today that Jessica Simpson said she knew about Tiger's cheating ways. She didn't want to have anything to do with him. You are saying that Tiger Woods was not taken down by his own stupidity. He was taken down by disloyal women.
What I'm saying to you, Phil, is this to your listeners. I want it to be very clear. I don't hate women. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. Tiger Woods has been ruined. 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 One of the greatest golfers, the greatest golfer in the history of the game, has been ruined by not one woman saying, I had an affair with Tiger Woods, but eight or nine of them coming forward to get her moment in the sun and say, oh, I did too. It's almost like a classroom full of kids who stand there and they're going, oh, call on me. He was destroyed. Destroyed. One of the greatest athletes in the history of the world has been destroyed by women who are falling all over themselves to rat him out and ruin him.
And well, you did say that there was some kind of a monetary motive,
Well, I don't know. I mean, people, when you want to say I got a problem with women, I think these women got a problem with men. I think women have a problem with men if they take one of the greatest athletes in the history of the world and decide that they're going to stick him through with a spear and leave him to rot in the noonday sun. Because why? For the sheer pleasure of watching a man writhe in pain. I got to tell you.
What about the fact that he toyed with their hearts? What about the fact that they might have been promised things?
Well, what are we? Are we adults here or little children? These women stayed in the finest hotel. You heard that one woman. I don't know what her name, that one was saying, and I had, bubble bath or whatever she said she had.
Well, there was one gal who said she had a private room.
Yeah, they had private rooms. They had spa treatments. They had everything that women want when they go to these hotels. You get a, what do you call it? You get a facial or something, and, and back rub or however they do it. They had everything they wanted, okay? Now one woman says, well, maybe I had an affair, and nine of them come out because they want to make sure that the body's cold. They want to make sure that Tiger Woods is not able to get up, struggle to his feet, somehow make his way back onto the tour and have some kind of a career left. No, they want to make sure they have left him there drained of every drop of blood. And I'm telling you,
And you are a guy, as you said, who had this happen to you, so we need for people to know that.
Did you hear me talking about it at all?
I know that you married a student of yours.
But did I ever say that her 15-year-old sister wouldn't shut up about it? No, I never did until now. Until the Tiger Woods story, I kept my mouth shut about that brat. I don't want to make it about me, okay?
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Vicki in Los Angeles. Vicki, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, please.
I just don't understand, Vernon. Okay, if you were a teacher and you married a girl out of high school, where she graduated, and then you're mad because her sister was telling on you, told her parents. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? You were a teacher?
The young lady was 18 when I married her, so she's a legal age.
She was 18?
Legal age.
But you said her father, you said your father-in-law was 10 years younger than you.
Yeah.
How old are you? How old were you?
It's not illegal. I'm not answering these questions. My behavior is completely
legal. You're on the radio.
The point that I was making is that brat sister of hers blathered everything to the father, and then he was on the phone every day with his daughter, telling her what a big mistake she made. And
probably
they
so.
In
I would be on the phone
and,
with my daughter too.
Well, it ain't about me. What about Tiger Woods? I'm defending Tiger Woods against women.
Tiger Woods got
not
his
one,
own
not
trouble.
Two. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yes,
nine
he did.
Women stuck the knife
if
in him.
If
nine,
he didn't
it only
give
took
the women,
one.
If
how
he
come
didn't
these
give
women have got to all rat him out?
He
how come
have
he gave
given
them
something?
Well, that's right.
He hadn't
because
given them
once you give, once you give a woman, once you give a woman something to talk about, she'll never shut up. That's what you're saying.
Well, you shouldn't have given her. He shouldn't have messed with nine women. Why didn't he just pick one?
Then you're not disagreeing.
Why does he
with
need
me.
Nine?
Women can't shut up.
All right. Well, I mean, but the lady is saying that this he pissed. Let's put it this way: he pissed off nine people.
Okay, so he pissed off nine people. Does that mean they got to go and holler it on the top of every mountain? They got to go out into the street and yell it.
You're ill.
See, she thinks. She thinks it's funny. She
What's
thinks
wrong
it's
with
funny
one?
Because women love to see a man crawl. And
I don't.
Tiger
I don't like
Woods
to see
is the
crawl.
Victim here. Tiger is the victim here, not just of these cows with
my
the big
God.
Pie holes.
Let's
like
watch,
women.
The cow thi- watch the cow thing. Watch the cow thing,
women.
Okay?
You don't like women. I'm a woman.
No,
and I'm
no.
Just, would that make me a cow?
No, I like women. I just don't like you. You've had an attitude since you called up.
You don't even know me.
And I guess
you don't even know
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I do. I do. You're making
you don't
a big,
like women.
Okay.
It's obvious.
I'm
going to
tell you
it's
something.
Obvious.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Can I tell you something? My mother used to kiss me on the lips when she dropped me off at school. You can laugh about that?
No, I still kiss mine on the lips. So what's wrong with that? And my father.
I've got news for you. It embarrasses your sons, and people start thinking they're weird for their mothers. And,
no, you're the strange one. And if it was
no,
my daughter that you got on the plane
well, how
with,
much
I'd
this?
Be on the phone,
yeah.
too.
Well, guess what? You've got nothing to say about it. She's 18.
Yeah, but you're not married to her anymore, are you?
What?
Are you married to her?
No, I'm not married to her because her father and her mother butted in. Because
yeah,
the
they needed
sister,
to. They needed to. She was 18. She didn't know any better. You were the pervert.
Wait a minute. How come
you should have got somebody your
legal?
Age.
Why is it legal? Why is it legal? Why
doesn't
is it
matter
legal
if it's legal.
18?
You took a child
doesn't
out of high school.
Doesn't matter if it's legal. Doesn't matter if it's
child,
legal.
You took a child out of high school, jumped on a plane, and married
ain't
her.
Nothing has ever. Well,
that
it sure didn't happen to you, did it?
That was
didn't
that
happen
didn't
to
make
you.
Sense.
Didn't happen to you, did
it? A pervert took my daughter at 18 out of
pervert.
High school. Yeah, you are. You are. You should have somebody your own age, and then you can. And then you want to take
you know
Tiger
what happened?
Woods.
If you showed up at my house, Tiger Woods is a victim of 9 big fat mouths, and
big
they all belong to women, and they all belong to women. Yeah.
Well, you got
and Vicky, if you showed up at my house, you know what? Even though you're a woman, I'd give you a roundhouse right to the jaw.
Hey, man, watch
Phil
it. Hendry. Watch it, okay?
Okay, I don't care anymore.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL as we talk with Vernon Dozier here about Tiger Woods and... Your point of view, Vernon, is that Tiger, and again, we referenced the story here from today. There's a couple of Tiger Woods stories, one of them having to do with the divorce. It looms for the athlete of the decade. As a matter of fact, this is a story that a lot of people are speculating. I don't know whether anybody knows this, and I just want to play this one piece of sound, but William Hill is the name of a bookmaker in London, and they're already giving odds on whether her settlement, that would be Eileen Nordegren, whether her settlement is over $500 million or under $500 million, the odds of it being over $500 million, 26 to 1, under 6 to 4. So you make a lot of money if you get the over, but the chances of the over in the opinion of the bettors, which, you know, I can't believe it. But if you know anything about London bookmaking, you can bet. I went over there once, and I bet on whether they'd find the Loch Ness Monster, and I lost. Anyway, here is on CBS This Morning with Harry Smith, celebrity divorce attorney Raul Felder says he doubts Eileen will divorce Tiger because of an alleged postnuptial agreement that could pay her $60 million if she stays married for more than 10 years to Tiger Woods.
I would not bet she's suing for divorce because if she's suing for divorce, first of all, she has to have residency.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a resident of California.
Right.
Second of all, if you're my client, and I think any divorce lawyer, you'd want to have your client near you so you could... be there for every twist and turn.
Sure.
She's off to Sweden somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think she's maybe just going into seclusion or licking her wounds or whatever.
Right. For her, it may pay off in the short term to say, you know what, I am married to this guy,
yes.
In quotation marks. You don't have to share a house with a guy. You don't even have to be
a continent with him.
Be in the same neighborhood and then just collect the money.
What do you think of that, Vernon?
There is a divorce attorney, and I'm familiar with divorce attorneys. I've been married 4 times. And I'm not saying that I have anything against them, but when they get their minds working and they begin to fathom the innumerable ways that you can bankrupt a man and make his life a living, breathing hell, believe me when I tell you, divorce attorneys are at the top of the list, right behind Lucifer himself, in my opinion, you know. In conjuring tortures that only the SS and Gestapo on their good days could come up with.
Oh, come on. Is that a little extreme?
Well, you hurt the guy. Why divorce him when you can keep milking him? Why divorce the guy when you can keep bleeding him like he's a donor for a vampire? Because that's what he's talking about. You see, don't divorce him. Stay married to him and bleed him a little bit. And that's why I say these 9 women... who came out and ratted him out and stuck knives in him and twisted them and then broke them off. All 9 of these women, by the way, did you hear any man, all of these so-called golf fans, all of these so-called Tiger Woods fans, all of these so-called fans of the great champion that he's been, the great Masters champion, PGA champion. This guy has won more money than Jack Nicklaus ever thought there would be in the world, even after he dies. And yet, have you heard any golfer stand up for him? Have you heard any of the male fans stand up for him? The reason why they haven't is because they are terrorized by a neo-feminist press. And I think we are now seeing, Phil, the manhood of the average golf fan. It doesn't exist. They have all receded into the background while the women jump up on the on the battlements and shriek that queen of the what's her name, Bodega, you know, the
I don't know what you're talking, you're getting, I know you're a history fan, you know,
the one, the Baruka, the one that was the queen of the Brits, and she shrieked like a banshee. Did you ever see this movie?
I gotta get to a phone call. Okay,
well, hold on. Did you ever see the movie Braveheart?
Yes, I saw Braveheart.
Okay, that is a film that was very ahead of its time. It was made by this man, Mel Gibson. That's a film about Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods was a Braveheart. He was a man who was out conquering worlds that other golfers dare not even imagine. Tiger Woods did things that Jack Nicklaus, he'd wet his pants if he thought about doing them. And at the end, what did they do? They cut his guts out, and it was a big comedy show. You saw the movie, right?
I saw the movie. I think it's a little bit of a stretch to compare Tiger Woods to this guy, William Wallace.
Well, it was the same story. It was a man, he was a champion, everybody loved him. Oh, yeah, they loved him, all right. But at the end, when the women, which in the movie are the British, got him and cornered him and started to cut his guts loose, all of the men, all of the fans, where are they? Hiding, because they're afraid. You want to know why they're afraid? They're afraid of mama. And that's why we get into that female fear. And
well, all right, so now you're getting into the mama thing, which you have shared a couple of things with us about that as well. Let me go to a phone call here. We got David in Chicago on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes, sir. I do agree that Tiger is probably the best golfer ever. But
right.
I just don't agree with. I mean, it doesn't make it right what he did. And I know just listening to him talk about these nine women with their big fat mouth. I mean, I'm 37. Okay, I've been married for 20 years now. And, I mean, I value my wife's opinion, and I have been put in the position that I could have cheated on my wife. But I look at it as, I mean, that's a two-way street. I mean, I look at it as, if I do that to my wife, how would it make me feel if my wife did that to me? And,
I don't disagree with it. But you're talking about you and your wife. I'm asking you this question. That's between you and your wife. What's that got to do with these other women who decide to publicly geld him? I mean, and you know what that means. Do you follow horse racing? You know when they geld
right,
a horse.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they publicly tie him to a tree and geld him, and then laugh about it.
Well, they're not laughing about it.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, what it is they're upset because they probably didn't know about each other. But I mean, you know, Tiger is in that position. I mean, come on, everybody wants to be with Tiger. I mean, Tiger, I mean, his wife was a beautiful woman. I mean, I can't say how she was as far as, you know, personally and so forth. On the outside, she was a very beautiful woman, okay? All of these other women that you see, they're very beautiful women. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it would be very tempting. But that's where him as a man should be able to say, no, I love my wife. I respect my wife. I mean, that just showed no respect for his wife or himself.
That may be the case, but there are male golf fans out there that have decided to hide behind mama and allow this man to be dragged behind a Jeep. And
oh, come on, man. I don't want any of that racial imagery, okay?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Tiger threw himself underneath that truck. He put himself in that boat. There was no other golfer saying, hey, Tiger, you know, you need to go be with this one or you need to go be with that one. Tiger took that upon himself to do that.
Don't you think these women could have had the decency to keep their big, fat pie hole shut so the man doesn't have to have his life wrecked? I mean, now we've got a whole golf season ahead of us. If you love golf like I do, you know I look forward to January every year. Well, guess what? The greatest golfer in history won't be out there. You want to know why? Because nine women, nine of them, blah, 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 blah. Big, fat yaps.
You never know. I mean, one of those nine
exactly.
women could have had something and gave him something that he might not ever get rid of, too. You ever thought of that one? He could have gave something
to golf?
His wife. Right.
What's that got to do, what's that got to do with golf? It's got nothing to do with golf. What do you think he's going to go out and give Davis Love?
Well, no, let's say he contracts some kind of disease, and that shortens his life. He's not going to be able to play the sport that he loves. And, you know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're quibbling. I'm talking about...
No, that's not quibbling. That's you talking about an STD?
Look, this gentleman, he's exactly what I'm talking about. You're sitting here, you're finding every excuse in the book to stick another knife in a tiger's back. We
no,
ought to be,
no, it's not,
in my,
it's not,
in my opinion,
it's not that I'm
we ought
looking
to, be,
to do that. He did that to himself, and that's what you can't understand. I mean, unless
no,
you were
I totally
standing
understand.
Right there, you know, saying, Tiger, don't do that. I mean, Tiger's his own person. And as far as these women, I mean, how are they wrong for saying, yeah, I was with Tiger.
Because when one said it, did five more have to come out of the woodwork? Did five more have to say, you know, he's not bleeding enough. Let me just jump out of the woodwork and stick another one in his back and another one in his back. And here comes another one. Let's make sure that when we finally leave, Tiger is laying there, okay, with traffic zipping around him like he's roadkill, and maybe somebody will call out Caltrans and get it off the road. I mean,
oh boy, are you are,
yeah.
You know, you really make it all seem so dramatic.
It is. It's oh, okay. You're right. It's not dramatic at all. The greatest golfer in history.
Okay,
laying there to rot in the sun like carrion.
But
you know,
listen,
we won't be happy
Tiger,
until some vulture.
Tiger is an idol. Tiger
yeah.
is put up
and
on a pedestal. Okay, and that's what I try to explain it to you. There's so many women that would love to be with him. It is Tiger's choice.
I don't doubt that at all. How does it feel, sir, to sell out your gender by defending these nine big Bob Fords?
I am not selling out my gender.
Oh,
at all.
Come on.
No, you're selling them out. Selling them out for
it's
20
no
pieces of silver. There was a man who was sold out once. You know what his name was, right? Jesus? You heard of him? They sold him out, too. And
oh, boy, we're really, now we got Tiger up there with William Wallace and Jesus.
Oh, okay, it's real funny. Ha, 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 real funny. You know something? I'm going to tell you what, David, and I don't mean anything, David. I think you have the same problem most guys have. You know what? Your wife might as well be your mama, and you're hiding behind her skirt. And, yeah, that's what you're doing. And boy, I can't. You know,
you're the guy that said that you had an 18-year-old wife and the father and your mom kissed you on the mouth.
I don't have to sit around and do what my mama wants me to do. And I feel bad for Tiger. Just remember, David, when we could have stood up and said, you whores, okay, we heard your story. Now go on back to the red light district and do whatever you do. Play the piano, get a drink for a customer, but don't bother one of the greatest golfers that ever lived.
But
you really are finding some ways to.
Is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Because what you're doing here is you're saying that these women are the Tiger's the victim.
Exactly what I'm saying. Tiger's the victim. He's the victim of being a man, of being a normal, healthy man. And you know what he did? He trusted, as we've all trusted, a woman to keep his confidence. And it ain't going to happen. Not on this planet or any other planet that they have yet to discover. Although they've got a new planet that, I don't know if you read the news about the new planet.
I don't care. David, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What new planet?
They've got a new planet they discovered. But
I don't care about that. Are you talking about that's where the women are that aren't going to stick it in a man's back?
Maybe. I'm hoping. I'm praying. This is one man, me, Vernon Dozier. I don't need to sit there and get my... Mommy, I don't need to get her permission.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Oh, okay, so I'm some kind of a weirdo? Am I a weirdo because my mother kissed me on the lips? Well, I've been able to get past that. I don't let my mama tell me what to do.
877-876-PHIL. We got the stories we couldn't get to coming up. Vernon, I do appreciate it.
I'm not calling. You got to go to the whatever it is, the stories?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Mommy, I'm going to do the stories I couldn't get to coming up next.
Jeez.
Okay, go ahead. Go. Your mama is calling you.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, time now for the stories we couldn't get to in a world-famous Phil Hendry show. Yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus, and he is a public health menace. This is from London, England. Public health expert Nathan Grills of Monash University in Australia says, well, this byline is from London, I guess it's Australia, says the beloved Christmas icon should ditch his sleigh and start biking or walking to lose his big fat ass. Ere I knew it, okay?
Oh, man.
Now they're saying Santa's too freaking fat. Grill's lighthearted research was published online. Yeah, lighthearted. I got money that says somebody's going to take this serious, and for the next, year or year and a half. Anyway, Grill's lighthearted research was published online Thursday in the annual Christmas issue of the British medical journal BMJ, if you'll pardon the expression. After conducting a literature review, Grill's identified a very high Santa awareness among children. He determined that Santa made a reckless role model, noting his frequent cookie snacks, occasional cigars, and refusal to don a helmet during extreme sports such as roof surfing and chimney jumping. Santa's a late sleeper of evidence-based behavior change and continues a sport rotund, sedentary image. He also found a correlation between countries that celebrate Santa and large numbers of fat kids. Santa promotes a message that obesity is synonymous with cheerfulness and joviality. Well, yes, it is, because fat people eat cookies and candy and chocolate and feel good. People that are skinny don't get to eat that and pretend like they feel good, but in point of fact are miserable. Anyway, he suggested that jolly old Saint Nick should swap his traditional snacks of cookies and milk in favor of sharing carrots with Rudolph. How much fun is that? More disturbing, Grill said Santa's close-up contact with sniffing, coughing kids made him a one-man outbreak waiting to happen with swine flu, the biggest seasonal concern. So now Santa is a disease carrier. All right. Anyway, unsuspecting little Johnny gets to sit on Santa's lap, but as well as his present, he gets H1N1 influenza, the dirty old freak. He didn't say that. In Birmingham, Alabama, a Jefferson County case that has waited 4 years to come to trial will have to wait four more quarters, the judge has decided. A circuit court judge in the county's Bessemer division said today he intends to grant a continuance sought by attorneys who don't want to miss the University of Alabama's national championship football game against the University of Texas on January 7th. In his motion seeking the delay, attorney John Terry argues that the trial in an accidental death case was scheduled for January 4th, before certain monumental events occurred, that some attorneys have tickets to the game, the jurors are likely to be preoccupied, and that the opposing attorneys went to Auburn. Okay. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a Northampton man who claimed he was too close to pass field sobriety tests was found not guilty of driving while intoxicated and convicted for a lesser charge. Jamil Chowdhury, age 20, of Grandview Terrace, was arrested on April the 18th on a misdemeanor count of DWI, which alleged he was driving a 1997 Honda on Commerce Way while impaired by his consumption of alcohol. Though Hampton attorney Andrew Cotruppi, Chowdhury took the case to trial, arguing certain field sobriety tests should not have been administered to him because he's fat. Oh, okay. There's another one. So either we're going to get Santa to lose weight, or he can drive or ride drunk. Police charged a local teen with aggravated assault and weapons possession after he allegedly threatened the driver of a car he reportedly felt was driving too slow on Route 35 in Ocean Township, New Jersey. According to police, Christopher Tylus, age 19, pulled alongside a 2009 Hyundai he had initially been unable to pass and threatened a car passenger with a knife. The driver of the car, a 23-year-old woman from Howell, called police as she drove into the parking lot of the Seaview Mall. Tylus, driving a 1995 Mitsubishi, allegedly followed the Hyundai and again pulled up alongside the woman's car before driving off when he realized she was on the phone. Officer Jesse Orbach later observed Tylus driving out of the mall parking lot and initiated a minor vehicle stop. Orbach placed Tylus under arrest after finding a knife in his car. Tylus was released on a criminal summons charge, charging him with assault and two weapons offenses. In Sparta, Wisconsin, Santa Claus, back in the news, the fat ass, is in trouble with the laws in one western Wisconsin city. Police in Sparta said they sighted a man dressed as Santa after witnesses told officers he stumbled out of a vehicle, approached several children playing in a yard, hugged them, and demanded to know the whereabouts of his reindeer. The man was cited for open intoxicants. The driver of the car in which he was riding was arrested for drunk driving. in Beijing, China. The Chinese police captain who named his subordinate a martyr after he died from a drinking binge has been suspended. Traffic officer Chen Lusheng of the southern city of Shenzhen was off duty when he attended a banquet with officials in Maobu Village. After repeated toasts, he vomited, passed out on a couch, where he suffocated. His captain attempted to declare Chen a martyr in order to get higher compensation for his family and possibly to avert any investigation into his death. He was suspended. Nice try. In Des Moines, Iowa, police say eight people are lucky to have escaped without injury in a drive-by shooting on the north side of the city. A police report said the incident started with a text message. Nicole Grant was visiting friends in an apartment when she received a text that said, "You better be ducking. Ha ha." Wow. Anyway, they're okay. Phil Hendry Show is produced by Jason Rantz, technical director Ralph Rodriguez. Till tonight or tomorrow morning, a very pleasant good morning from the El Pacifico.
Phil Hendry.